Damn Underground.
Podcasting, that's the whole time, cool thing. We've been getting a lot of great Australian bands, and I want to thank DK Promotions and a lot of other people sending us a lot of, and also K94 Rocks for sending us a lot of great bands, but I've been getting these guys. I heard these guys from a different station. This is Timogen from Australia. You're there, Timogen. You're there, Kale.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
And did I say it right? Because I know I butchered probably half of that.
That's perfect. That's actually right, Bam.
Okay, cool. And we are here live, guys. This ain't pre-recorded. This is actually live here on a Wednesday night. And I hope you guys stay safe. And again, guys, don't drink and drive. Timogen. I was calling it Timogen every time I played your tracks. And I know I butchered that. You know, that sort of thing.
That's okay. It's not uncommon. A few people get the name.
Yeah, I can never get anybody's names right at all. None. I can never get it right. And
maybe it's our fault for picking a Mongol, mate.
Exactly. <I know. laughs> Hey, luckily, you're not like a really huge like a death metal band that has like this extraordinary like long name. And yeah, you know, then I always butcher those too. So it's glad that you got a little bit something simple, but it's got a little bit of twist. All right, one thing that I was tripping out on, I went to your guys' MySpace page, that sort of thing, and I'm thinking there's only two actual members in the band.
Yeah, we write and record as a two piece.
Okay.
And we sort of just want to keep it that way at the moment because it sort of works really well for us. It makes it easier and faster for what we're trying to do, and we work really well together. So. Mm-hmm. We find that's a good way to record, and we have a pool of people I know from a lot of bands I've used to play in and stuff like that, and we can sort of draw down musicians when we need to play live.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're a two piece for recording. We're a four or a five piece when we play live, depending on exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think I have actually interviewed people that have you know, I mean, like just two main writers of the band, that sort of thing, and they just pull like a live show together. And they just get like they just hire other musicians to do the live show thing, you know, that sort of thing and stuff like that. So you're comfortable just you guys just doing everything on your own? Wouldn't you want like other people to help you out writing that sort of thing?
No, actually, to tell you the truth, I've been in enough bands in the past, and it's very hard to get the balance right. Sometimes, I mean, the good thing about having a lot of writers, you obviously mm-hmm. get a lot of ideas. You can feed off each other, but sometimes that makes it work really badly because a lot of ideas means it's really hard to get a consensus to get comfortable with what you're all doing.
Yeah.
At the moment, we find that just with Kelly and I, it works really well. We really know what we're doing. We feed off each other, and it's sort of working really well. So we're not finding it a problem at the moment, at least.
Right, exactly. How did you actually find Kelly? Well, before we get to that part, I mean, you were in and out of bands and everything. You just got tired of it and just kind of just wanted to just do your own thing, like your own project?
Yeah, to a degree. That's probably how it started. I was sort of just looking to write some stuff. A lot of the bands I've played in the past, a lot faster, a lot heavier.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was looking to do something a little different, mm-hmm. Just explore something a bit different, and sort of got introduced to Kelly. She came down. We tried a few things, actually threw together a quick track, just did a really rough recording, threw something down, and it just sort of went from there. It just worked straight away.
So did you have to like actually like seek her out, that sort of thing, and finding her, or you put an ad out, that sort of, it was word of mouth, friends, that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, just word of mouth, really. Just one of those things. You just step in, you know someone who knows someone, they recommend someone or suggest it, and you just decide to give it a go, and away you go. Yeah, so it wasn't anything organized. There was no recruiting or interviewing or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I used to do that way back in the day, trying to find like a guitar player or a drummer, and I used to like interrogate them. I don't know why. Seriously, just because you want to find that right person that's going to fit the knit, and that someone's going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. I mean, they sound cool, but then again, they don't dish out the whole entire, you know, thing.
I've been in a few bands, but there's people who can talk the talk, but then, you know,
there's
a delivery mechanism problem.
Well, I've had people that would try out for my projects, because, you know, I'm a producer and solo artist as well, too. I had people come out and try out for my stuff, and, dude, they couldn't even drum, they couldn't even play guitar, they just want to talk. And it's like, well, can you play me something really quick? And they'll be like, a couple chords here and there, and I'm sitting there going like, well, can you like play me something? And they're still talking. I'm like, will you stop talking and like play something? you know, that sort of thing. And it just kind of like, okay, well, don't call me, I'll call you, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we had a my previous band, we decided to try a new singer at one stage. This guy just, he looked the part. He was perfect. He had absolutely everything except the voice.
Oh, yeah.
Just terrible. I have no idea why he thought he could sing, but he was determined to be a singer, but I don't know.
I know. And it's really, I think it's a rough part, and you would know, having to go like, you know what, you're not going to work out, but having to tell somebody not you're not going to work out. I mean, I don't have the heart to really boot anyone, that sort of thing. I don't know. I guess I'm a softie.
Actually, that's another good thing at the moment, but just the two of us, there's very little chance of having to sack people.
Yeah.
Pressure off.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Okay, so you put Temujin together and everything. How long did it take to actually get everything together and finding Kelly and everything and start writing? Did you already have stuff written before she came on board?
Not really, no. Actually, there were a lot of ideas, but nothing had ever got it progressed to actually being a song or anything like that. And that's one of the big things that's happened as soon as Kelly joined up, as soon as we started working, is that everything changed.
Wow.
Just out of the life, and a lot of half-formed ideas that, you know, probably crap ideas, but as soon as she sort of started throwing her input into it, it all really came together fast, and it really, really sort of improved it tremendously. So that was something I was really impressed with. That's a part of what made it feel right.
Yeah, you know, sometimes those crappy ideas could be the best ideas, though. Seriously.
There were a couple of tracks there that we were working on at one stage, and I put down a rough arrangement, and I was on the verge of just trashing them, because to me they just felt not right. They weren't going anywhere at all. She took them away. She spent a couple of days, threw some lyrics down, put a melody, came back, and it was just transformed. You know, the thing just really took off. So that's been really good. A lot of the songwriting has really worked that way. So, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off having to come up with the brilliant idea first up.
Yeah. I think usually sometimes, like, the songs that you don't like are the ones that people like. You know, that's just, I don't know, maybe for some, maybe for most, I don't know, but I'm just kind of just guessing that way.
It's that forest for the trees thing.
Yeah. was this only supposed to be like a studio project type thing, or did you want to go live with it, you know, at first?
It's always been a case of really just taking it step at a time. I mean, we started with just really trying to write and record and see what will happen, and then it was a case of, you know, putting it out to see whether anyone else showed any interest, which, you know, MySpace has been, and you know, internet shows and stuff like what you're doing, it's been tremendous in terms of, you know, being able to put it out and get solid feedback, find out what people think. But each level you just take it as it comes. So ultimately, obviously, we always wanted to try and take it live, and we'd like to take it a lot further live if we can. That's probably the next step.
That's really great. You know, I think you made a good point as well, too. I mean, even like you've been in music for so long and everything, I mean, times have changed, technology has changed, and everything's MySpace and digitalism, blah, 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 and everything else, stuff like that. But do you feel that, you know, the internet has really helped out a lot of independent bands worldwide, you know, compared to, let's just say, like, you know, corporate terrestrial radio or something like that?
Oh, yeah, look, it really has. I mean, I can remember back to the very first recording I did in a band a long time ago, and we had so much trouble just trying to, you know, get any kind of word out, especially based in Australia, where you're so far away from everything anyway. The idea back then of being able to sort of, you know, jump on a plane and fly somewhere just to do some promotion, it was ridiculously expensive. So you had to get someone interested before you could do any promotion, and you can't get them interested if you haven't done promotion. That's all just so different now. The downside, of course, is that you're now competing in a much more crowded market. It's so full. There's so many bands out there, and so many of them are so good. But then again, you know, the ability to get through, I guess if you've got something that people want to hear and you can work on it, you've actually got an avenue now. You've got a channel.
Well,
I don't think really existed before.
Right, exactly. When was the actual last time you sat in your car and listened to the radio?
In my car?
Yeah, in your car, or at home, the actual corporate terrestrial radio. When was the last time you listened to actual terrestrial radio, like actual regular radio?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't listen to the radio, but Australia has not a lot of...
That was the answer I was looking for, thank you. That was the answer.
No, you're right. If I listen to the radio, I do it on the internet.
Yeah, see, there you go. Okay, that's all I really want to know about that entire thing. But I think, I mean, in Australia, is it really hard for a lot of bands out there to really get like radio exposure in Australia?
Look, I think it is. Australia's got a the Australian music industry is not huge, and Australian companies are notoriously conservative, really. Unless they can be pretty sure they're going to make their money, they're not interested. And as a result, they generally tend to try and follow trends, not create them. Mm-hmm. They've got a fascination with taking, people who are soapy stars or whatever who think they can sing. If you think you can sing and you've got any kind of profile on TV, mm-hmm. sign you in an instant and put out an album. Mm-hmm. And they do that endlessly. Every year or so, they churn out another one, and it works for them. They make their money, so they're happy with that. But really, they really aren't that interested in trying to look too hard.
Wow.
They like it to fall into their laps, basically, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I shouldn't say that too much, because maybe they're listening, and hi there.
<I know. laughs> Thoughts change after a while once you start seeing those piece of papers and start signing stuff. That's the entire thing. But you know what? You guys are an independent label, though, right? Independent.
Yeah, that's right. We've signed a distribution deal with Renaissance Records.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay. And your CD's out in stores, right? That's what I've seen on your...
Yeah, that's right. Last week, the label let us know that last Tuesday, I think it was, it went live. So it's,
oh, wow.
We know that we've had a couple of people let us know that they've picked it up through stores. So it should be available throughout the U.S., basically.
Oh, really?
Store, just head on down, pick one up.
Oh, yeah, but, okay, that's kind of a scary thing, when knowing the fact that, like, we're living in an age of iTunes and snowcap and file sharing. Is that kind of a scary thing to you a little bit, or do you think the digital sales are going to be a little bit more better for you?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, we've had some exposure on iTunes and all the rest, and because mm-hmm. the CD was self-pressed for a while. We did our own pressing initially before we signed with Renaissance, mm-hmm. and we were finding we were selling 10 CDs for every album we sold on iTunes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I've got a feeling that maybe the hard rock metal crowd are still not quite iTunes interested. Maybe they like to hold something in their hands, like to see a cover or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the physical sales. Yeah, the physical.
Yeah, so I don't know that iTunes yet, and the whole digital thing, I don't know if that's really the biggest channel or even close to it. I think CDs are still pretty important in the style, in the genre we're playing in.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a weird, I mean, it's 2008. I mean, times have changed, that sort of thing. People are still doing the iPods and MP3s and iTunes stuff. But then again, there are people still going back, you know, playing. I mean, of course you got to go on the road, tour, get your name out there and stuff like that, and sell your merchandise, you know, on the road and everything and stuff. But I think people are going back to vinyl now. I don't know why. People are going back to vinyl. That's fine. I would actually like to see mini-disc come back, dude. That'd be great, because I love mini-disc. I don't know why. But, I just have problems with computer and digital for some reason. But, you know, it's I think it's maybe cheaper, efficient, get stuff online. It's already there. You can get it, like 20 seconds. I can go right now on the internet and go to iTunes and download your album right now and pay for it, whatever, that sort of thing. Or someone's probably already file-sharing it by now. You know, that's the other scary part, the downfall.
Actually, I checked the file-sharing clients a couple of weeks ago just out of curiosity. And there. Someone's ripped us and put us up there for file sharing.
Uh-oh. Hey, but dude, you must be on. It must be a good thing, because people are like stealing your music and you're going like, hell yeah.
It's I don't know whether it's good or bad. I mean, obviously it's bad in that it means that people are just taking something and not paying for it, but it's good because it means somebody cares enough.
Dude, I don't got anybody file sharing any of my stuff, dude. I feel so bad. I think the only time I ever sold a CD is when somebody felt sorry for me, when I think I needed gas money. Oh, here's $10. Let me have one of your CDs. That's the far as I've gotten, dude. That's the only the far as I've gotten.
I was, you get angry in one sense.
So yeah.
I'm not terribly angry, but then on the other hand, you sort of think, well, at least someone cares enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at least one person, because that's how one fan's going to actually really push you out to, like, another fan to another fan. And it takes five persons to tell one person, then 10 people to 5 people. So it's just a snowball effect, you know what I'm saying? And get your name out there. Word of mouth is a great thing. It really is.
It's actually what we do. So we've got two tracks that we actually give away. There's two tracks off the album. We've got them up on our website that they're free to download, and we're quite happy to give them away, exactly on that principle, that you want to check us out and see what you think. Well,
Exactly.
We're okay with that, and hopefully, if you like them, you'll be prepared then to sort of, you know, return the favor and pick up a copy of the CD, or like you said, go to iTunes and pick up the whole album or whatever.
Exactly, that's good. You know, and when I play your songs on my show, we have people that actually record my show, and I can't stop that, so I'm not responsible if somebody gets one of your tracks and that came from my show.
Okay.
I'm not responsible for what they do at home, dude. None.
All right, well, I'll tell the lawyers to take your name off the list.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. All right, really, really fast, let's break it down really quick. What are you guys going to be doing as far as live shows? Are you going to be going on tour, that sort of thing? Going to wait till like the CD gets out a little bit? Or?
Well, actually, that's one of the things we've been talking to the label about a little bit. Renaissance have just signed a whole pile of bands, basically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
European bands and us from Australia, a couple other bands from around the place. And they're really looking to try and put together some tours and stuff throughout the U.S. And so we're sort of keen and interested in being a part of that. But at this stage, it's still all being worked out. I think they're still trying to work out the details of how to make it happen. Because it's obviously, especially coming from Australia, it's not a cheap thing to do. But, you know, we're looking forward to that. And we've got a couple of people sort of in the wings. If we need to start playing, we've got some dates. We're ready to start putting it together and get the live show happening.
Yeah.
So, with any luck, that's going to start happening later in the year. That's the plan.
Okay, cool. I'm not responsible for this next IM, too. It says, yes, we rip off the VMU show and sell it on the black market. I'm not responsible for that either.
Okay.
Okay, so... Woo! All right. All right, one last one really quick. As far as, like, Kelly, the singer, right? The Kelly?
Yep.
Kelly and stuff like that? Beautiful girl. Oh, God, beautiful girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be pleased to hear that.
Yeah, yeah, she should be on this interview, like, now, but she's not around, so... what's she doing right now? She's, like, at work or something, or...?
No, I tried to get her lined up today, but she's actually sick.
Oh, she's sick. Oh, I hear that a lot for some reason. I don't know why.
Pathetic excuses.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go on the air, no.
That's right.
You do it. I don't want to go. But as far as lyrically for the band and stuff like that, I'm sure there's fans going to want to know some of the stuff that she talks about. She does a lot of the lyrics as well, or lyrical?
The lyrics, yeah. All the lyrics are pretty much her realm. I think there was one track. I think I worked on the lyrics on one song, but otherwise it's all her. Yeah, and actually that's one thing too. The self-pressed CD that we were putting out before,
yeah,
it had no lyrics. When we've gone with Renaissance, they got us to rework the booklet to go with the CD, so it now has all the lyrics actually printed in it and stuff. So,
oh wow,
something new for the new release. Yeah,
is it stuff like she like everyday life type lyrics, that sort of thing, or is she talking about a guy and that sort of thing? Or
I think so. I think she generally. I think this is true of a lot of singers, but since I'm not one, I'm not 100% sure. she likes to go back to her. You know, I think she draws on her own experiences and also what she sees around her. I think she tends to be a keen observer, tends to watch what's happening.
I really hate it when I ask like a singer about that, and they go like, "Oh, everyone needs to paint their own picture." And if I listen to one of your lyrics and stuff like that, and I paint my own picture, don't get mad. Because
okay.
Probably, I think I forget what band it was, and I was like, you know what, this song reminds me of this, and they're like, well, dude, you're way off. It's like, hey, you told me to paint my own picture. I mean, come on. It's like, that's all I can really think of. That's all you really say. What the hell is it about? And all of a sudden, it becomes like a relationship issue or something like that, or some sort of political issue or something, or a religious issue. You know, that's
okay, I know what you're talking about. I get the same kind of thing. I actually am not entirely sure what some of the lyrics are about either.
Wow.
I have my own interpretation, but she sometimes won't. She keeps it closely guarded. Sometimes doesn't even tell me necessarily what she's got in her head when she's writing. So.
Well, hope she's not talking about you though. Hope she's not talking about you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Yeah. See, this guy's driving me insane. He's a slave driver. That's a joke. All right, go ahead and plug in some web addresses so people can check out some stuff. Where can they find you?
Probably, I know the label were keen for me to mention, they're at www.renaissancerecordsus.com.
That's Renaissance Record. Renaissance?
Yeah, sorry, okay, Renaissance.
That's fine, okay.
Sorry, Renaissance would be the Australian pronunciation.
Oh, okay. It's a Renaissance. Yes, there you go.
Yeah, renaissancerecordsus.com, and we've got a page there, and so do a lot of the other bands. So
right.
We've also got our own website up at www.temujinband.com. Couldn't use temujin.com because that's apparently a financial house selling insurance or something.
Okay, so Temujin, so it's Temujin.
Yep. Temujin.
I was calling it Temujin. Temujin. Sounds like a board game.
Temujin.
Yeah, exactly. We'll call it anything you want, dude. Anything you want.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll call anything you want. All right, Kyle, thank you so much for being on the show. Totally. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic. It's been good.
Not a problem. We did double shot of Temujin. Temujin. And we'll be back right after the break, and hopefully with our next guest on the second hour. We'll be back with us at VMware Start here, Worldwide Broadcasting in Southern California. We're in fact going here.
Damn Underground.